Is MSP consolidation on the rise? We will discuss that question on today's MSP Zone.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
So this is an old topic that just keeps coming back, and that's fine. It's fine. But I'm just always fascinated by the way people on the outside kind of what their perspective is on our industry, on our profession. And, you know, it's useful for us to be aware of what other people on the outside looking in have to say about us. And it's also useful for us on the inside to express our opinions and our critiques, if you want to call it that, on those on the outside. Fair enough. And that's what we're going to do today. And I'm just going to let you guys read this article that prompted this episode, and I'll post it in the show notes so that you guys can take a look at it. It's an article by TechCrunch, so it's not an obscure media source by any means. It's not it's certainly more technical or not channel necessarily. But the fact that TechCrunch is actually talking about the managed services industry is, it's the sign of the times. I mean, everybody's talking about managed services and MSPs these days. But it's not necessarily the nature of what they're talking about, which is the interest of private equity in the MSP space, which we'll get into shortly. But how they characterize it that kind of, sets a tone, right? Whether they meant to do it or not, it's a tone that needs to be corrected. If they didn't mean it, fine. If they did mean it, then we need to correct it here, and that's what we intend to do. So for those of you who are new to the program, if you've never been to MSP World, if you've never read what we produce here at MSP Alliance on the topic of mergers and acquisitions, let me summarize for you right off the top what our opinion is when it comes to past and even today present claims of consolidation, right? Because every time, I mean, if it's not every time, then it's almost every time. It's a majority of the time, to be sure. Whenever I see mergers and acquisition content, M&A content for short, what's an article, someone talking about it in a podcast, someone talking at a trade show conference, it always, and by the way, this extends to people who are in the industry, like actual MSP buyers and sellers, mostly on the buyer side. A lot of the buyers consistently, when they talk about MSP M&A activity, that sentence always associates itself with the word consolidation. Now, for those of you who fancy yourselves scientists, or at least followers of empirical data, and you are subject to rational thought, ponder this. If you accept what I've just said, that at least half a dozen times throughout the last 25 years, there have been claims of the following, something to the effect of, we are in a period of consolidation in the MSP space. We are about to enter a consolidation period, right? Something along those lines, which is saying the market is too fragmented. That's another key word. Consolidation, fragmentation. Buzzwords galore. And it's almost always a consolidation, fragmentation, assessment of the MSP market, followed by a cure. And the cure is what? You got it. M&A activity. M&A activity is the solution, is the cure, is the antidote to the problem of MSP consolidation and fragmentation. Really? Let's follow the data. If you agree with that, that has those statements, those popular sentiments have occurred almost in waves, right? It's not a consistent year after year belief by any means, at least in my opinion. Maybe there's an undercurrent throughout, all that time period, but there's certainly peaks. And I think we're in a peak right now. And if you agree with that, then you would expect to see some impact on that M&A activity resolving the fragmentation and consolidation issue. Does that make sense? If someone's claiming that the MSP market is fragmented, highly fragmented globally, and needs consolidation, and M&A is the way to do it, then presumably, at some point along the last 25 years or so, you would have expected that consolidation and fragmentation to go away. Right? But it doesn't. The claims persist. So either they were wrong about it, meaning the consolidation and the fragmentation actually didn't exist, or two, they were lying about it. Or if they weren't lying about it, then they were just incorrect in their assumption and their assessment about it, which is a quite strong possibility. But I think that there's something maybe in the middle, that they were just wrong about it, that they didn't understand this market enough to properly label consolidation and fragmentation as issues that were plaguing it. But now it's time to bring our attention to present day. October 8th, 2021 is the date of this TechCrunch article, and the title is called Private Equity is Ready to Take MSP Consolidation to the Next Level. I don't know what that level is. What level are we at now? And why do we go to the next one? What's wrong with this level? The outlook for managed services providers, MSPs, remains positive as increasing complexity and security concerns driven by the work-from-anywhere environment and high-profile hacking incidents have moved IT management from being a cost center to a core strategic priority for the C-suite. That is the opening paragraph of the article. I don't disagree with that, by the way. I think that is a fantastically accurate, succinct statement. I proceed. Quote, a key driver of the growth of such providers is the fact that the requisite skills needed to manage and secure complex IT environments are in high demand, making it difficult for many businesses to develop and maintain internal IT teams that are up to the task. Again, a very succinct and accurate statement. I don't disagree with that at all. I might add, it's not a particularly innovative or insightful statement because it's a statement that's been true for over 20 years. But welcome to reality and welcome to truth. But here's where it starts to, they go from two basic, fairly obvious but good to make statements about the MSP market. It's positive, it's growing, they're in demand, all true statements, all things that we in the profession, we've known and we continue to know. But here they start later in the article, really talking about the entrance of private equity firms, PE firms for short. And for those of you who don't know what a PE firm is, you know, they're small. You know, if you have investors, early stage investors, angel investors, venture capital, right? VC is typically early stage investments into an organization that in many cases may not even have a business model yet. They're just starting out. They don't have revenue. They don't have customers. They have concepts. They have ideas. They may not even have a lot of people, employees working for the company, but that's early stage. Private equity or PE firms typically come in and as the name suggests, they're made up of investors who are private individuals or entities. They're not publicly traded, stockholders. And they typically, not always, but typically they come into already existing entities to see them to the next level of growth. And there's a lot of reasons why that is particularly true today, and even more particularly true of today's environment related to PE firms and their interest in MSPs. We'll get to that in a moment. But here's the article, the thing that gets me, loaded down in the article. MSPs have all the ingredients that private equity loves: a strong demand trend, low risk of obsolescence, a sticky service that attracts long-term customers and high recurring revenues, strong cash flow margins, and a relatively asset-light business. Asset-light business means they're not like data centers or other IT organizations like VARs, perhaps, that have traditionally had a lot of inventory or have a lot of capital assets on their books, like buildings, like data centers have buildings and colos and things like that. MSPs don't. By the way, that has not always been a virtue for the MSPs. Not always. In fact, it's been a problem for MSPs for a long time, particularly amongst banks looking at MSPs as a potential lender, you know, would. And it's not always been something that investors in MSPs understand. But I'm glad to see that this article highlights it as a virtue, as a positive. Moving on. In addition, with approximately 40,000 MSPs in the U.S. as of 2019, I don't know where they got that number, the industry remains very fragmented, leaving massive opportunities for private equity players to build large companies via acquisitions. And the article goes on, and I think you need to be a member of TechCrunch in order to read it. But let me save you some time and maybe some money, and I'll share with you what my thoughts are. There's way more than 40,000 MSPs in the United States, by the way. A lot more. The massive opportunities to build large companies via acquisition may or may not be true, which is to say that there obviously are, and we've seen large MSP organizations cobbled together in part by M&A. We see it all over. I mean, we see it in the United States, in Canada, in Europe. We see it in Australia. It happens all over. It's not unique to the United States, and it's not unique to MSPs by any means, but it's happened before, but it doesn't mean that it's an issue of consolidation needing to happen or fragmentation. Because this ecosystem has existed for a long time, far longer than these authors of this article have realized that MSPs represent a good investment opportunity. I think I could show you a couple hundred MSPs from 20 years ago who would have told them that same thing in obvious, clear ways. But nevertheless, they believe, the article authors, one, I think at least one of them is a banker, a professional banker, is that the private equity community is firmly aware of and pursuing activities within the MSP space. That is an undeniable reality today. I don't disagree with that at all. That is real. I've never seen more private equity firms swirling around the managed services sector than I have this year. There's a lot of reasons why that's happening. I think on the buy side, you have certainly some opportunistic purchasers, entities, investors who want to pursue consolidation, as they call it. It's not consolidation, it's growth via acquisition. But the market doesn't consolidate every time there's an MSP deal. I've said this before, I will repeat it again today for those of you who forgot it or never heard it the first time. But every time an MSP business goes out of business, whether they close, whether they are sold, or they merge with another company, you generally have about 2 to 3 new MSP businesses that start as a direct result of that acquisition or merger. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if there's massive consolidation and massive fragmentation, and if M&A is the cure for that, then why would we see the continued expansion, meaning new MSP startups, every single day? How do I know this? First-hand, observable data. I see it because I see startup MSPs send in an application to join MSP Alliance every week. We see them coming in. We talk to them on the phone. And there's a lot of them out there. A ton of them came out, made membership applications and reached out to us during the pandemic. We had a ton of new MSP growth during the pandemic in 2020. So where is this consolidation? And it may seem like a small point, and it's an important point in my opinion, and here's why. I have no problem with the private equity community investing in managed services. Go for it. We need it. It's long overdue. Welcome to the party. But don't call it consolidation. You're not consolidating anything. You can't buy MSPs fast enough to consolidate the market. And even if you could, it's going to fail. That consolidation effort is going to fail, I should say. Why? Because the market doesn't want fewer MSPs. The market wants more MSPs. Why is that? Because in general, for the small and medium-sized business, those businesses want smaller, more nimble, agile MSP organizations. The mid-sized market, the enterprise market, you know, they sometimes want the opposite, and that's fine. But the larger you grow, the bigger an MSP you are, I think that there's an inverse from 21 years of doing this. I believe this to be true. That the larger you become as an organization, the more challenging it becomes to service smaller and smaller companies. You either have to do it in a very streamlined, very hyper-scalable way, but typically that brings challenges of getting smaller in the market. And if your goal is to grow in the market and you want to get to bigger customers, then growth is the way to go. So I'm not anti-growth by any means. But what I'm saying is these hopes of, you know, whether these sounds of consolidation and fragmentation are really, you know, roll-up theories. And I don't want to go into my roll-up beliefs But if their thought is we're just going to make a massive MSP entity through private equity consolidation, I've seen that, heard that before. It didn't pan out in the early days when everybody was talking about the telcos taking over managed services. Everybody said it. And by the way, you take all those telcos that were operating back then, they had as much money as most of the private equity firms do, believe me. And it was far more consolidated. They had more ability to spend that money than the disparate, fragmented, no pun intended, private equity community, meaning that it's harder for a private equity firm to spend money given their investor rules and requirements that they often have than it is for a large organization like a telco back in the early 2000s to spend that money, right? And yet we had that very same theory that the telcos were going to just gobble up all the small MSPs and there was going to be like 5 to 10 large MSPs, you know, in the nation, you know, North America, but mainly US. And it didn't even come close to coming. And that was the world's biggest fail from those analyst firms that made that call. These were mostly research and analyst firms that said that. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, these are some pretty smart-looking people. They appear to be intelligent. They look good on their websites, and they get paid a lot of money to go to conferences and to give their opinions. And it got to the point where I was thinking, wow, this could be true. So I started asking the members at that time, do you think this is true? And they laughed. They said, there's no way it's true. There's no way that the large telcos are going to beat out the MSP on the street who has direct contact with customers. They understand what their needs are, and they're more nimble, more agile, and more able to deliver a good quality service at a competitive price. And I still believe that today. And again, it doesn't mean that you can't have larger MSPs. There are very compelling reasons to have larger, scalable MSP organizations out there. Absolutely. And there's very compelling reasons why M&A is a good thing for either underperforming companies or for strategic growth, meaning that you're combining for strategic growth purposes two entities, two or more entities. That I always believe in and will always believe in. And I've seen plenty of deals like that, not as many as I would like, but I would like to see more of those. And I always am an advocate and a fan of that because it doesn't solve or attempt to even recognize consolidation or fragmentation. What it solves is a customer service need. And it says, I have a customer base that wants this. I don't do that. I'm going to go out and find a company to merge or buy so I can deliver a service to that that existing customer base. That is a good reason to do M&A. That is a good reason to talk to and get private equity bankers, investors talking to you and hopefully doing business with you. But if your goal is just to gobble up and just grow to gain size and bulk, show me where that's ever worked. Just show me. Prove me wrong. Give me the data. Show me something that says that that is a practical and an achievable result. Now, finally, on the cybersecurity side, I think that cybersecurity undeniably has a role in this, meaning that the private equity community. And we're going to have, by the way, an M&A webinar next month in November, where we're going to talk to some people who have a lot of M&A experience, and we're going to talk specifically about kind of what the drivers are behind the private equity community, what they're looking to do. And we're going to get deeper than obviously what I've just talked to you guys about. And it's going to involve cybersecurity, but I'll give you a little bit of a tease about what that's going to look like. The cybersecurity business that heavily involves itself in managed services is appealing to people who want to invest and make money in their investments. And for a variety of reasons, you're seeing a convergence of market drivers, part of it tax, part of it, where are they getting the best returns on their investments? Some of it may be hedging their bets on, stock market holdings that they may have, and they want to be protected. And they're looking at MSPs and cybersecurity as a great, not just good, but a great hedge against other investments that they have. All these things are good. All these things are happening. They're real. And they're having an impact on MSPs, on their valuations, and quite frankly, on how MSPs are behaving. Some of it good, some of it not so good. But back to this topic. Read the article. I mean, I don't know if it's worth subscribing or paying to TechCrunch. I don't know, that much about them, but you may find that it's worthwhile. Your customers might be reading this, your strategic partners might be reading that type of a story, and they might be saying, oh, wow, are you in an industry that's doing well? Does it need to be consolidated? They might have questions about, turnover. They might have questions about stability, naturally. I don't know. Come to your own conclusions, but mine are, this is another consolidation rumor. There's no foundation in it, in my opinion. We haven't seen consolidation in the last 20 plus years. I don't believe we're ready for it now, for the reasons I've given. If you disagree with those, that's fine. I'd love to hear from you. What are your opinions? But please give me some data. Give me some facts. Because I would love to hear what you guys have to think. But I think that the MSP market is very ready for investment, but I think it needs to be the right investment. I think it needs to be growth. I think not all growth has to come through M&A. Meaning that once the investors invest in an MSP business, there are plenty of ways that you could grow, like hyperscale that MSP business, whether it's investing in a professional sales team, marketing, new tools, automation. There's so many different things that could help an MSP very quickly become a much better operating business. It could involve M&A, but it doesn't have to. And that's at least my perspective. There are exceptions to every rule, but you have mine. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. But if you have alternative thoughts, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. Share with us your thoughts. If you want to join the program and say, hey, I don't think you're on the right path here, buddy. Would love to have you on. Those are my thoughts. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.